This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. So anyway, we got this whole idea that Donald Trump is out and moving around again. He's going to go visit some other part of the country, and the left is going apoplectic. They're going to have another riot, two or three riots someplace else, because you got to stop Donald Trump, right? It's all about stopping Donald Trump. Have you ever noticed that before Donald Trump even took the oath of office, they were trying to overthrow him with the Russiagate? Now they've got another Russia thing going on, and of course they're getting briefings on it. I haven't heard the latest, so I'll try and get that for you here in a second. We're going to be talking to Dane Censor in here in a couple minutes. But, you know, I just thought I'd cheer you up a little bit. You know, I did this yesterday. People loved it. They went crazy. They went apoplectic. My listeners went nuts.
Here we go. Sir. This is called Keep America Great. We wrote it. We just finished the studio version recently. Here it is.
Keep America great. Keep America great. Gotta stick to our guns. Keep the freedom we want. Keep America great. Never be another USA. Freedom won't come back if we give it away. It's time to vote. It's time to pray. Let's join as one. Let me hear you say.
money. Vote Trump. Four more years. Come on, everybody. Four more years. Come on, everybody. Four more years. Come on, everybody. Four more years. There will never be another USA.
Wow. Well, anyway, Dane Censor's with us. And, Dane, are you trying to keep America great?
Every day, every minute, every second, Paul.
Well, yeah, but make sure you're speaking up louder in the phone there. So...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. It's a little bit better. I don't want to get the Wawa thing going on. That's the pro-Trump girl band. Yeah, that was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And... yeah, that was just a couple weeks ago. So Trump is on the move again, and the left is going nuts. They can't stand the idea. He's leaving Washington. They think they're going to pillory him like they did Carter, of course.
Well, Paul, I'll tell you, he's going to be here, this weekend for the Mount Rushmore fireworks, which is going to be incredible, historic, monumental. You talk about Trump triggering people. I unofficially declared this weekend here in there's three counties that's going to be covered here. Sturgis Buffalo Chip is in Meade County. Mount Rushmore and Rapid City is in Pennington County. And, of course, there's the Custer County just south of that one. I have declared unofficially that we are going to make this Trump stock rally weekend July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And I imagine there's people just steaming out of the ears that I didn't mention that right now. But that's okay, because guess what? We're in the land of the free, home of the brave, South Dakota. What a free state with a governor. Kristi Noem is one of the best governors of the whole United States. The only state that did not declare a stay-at-home order. She left that up to the people, the responsibility of them, like they should. And it's just fantastic. It's just, I mean, here's a state where the motto is, the state motto, under God, the people rule. How appropriate is that, Paul?
That's very appropriate. Very appropriate for what's going on. There's no question about it. You have a governor over there that's pretty sharp.
She's fantastic. Kristi Noem. She is a real down-to-earth. She's a rancher. She's a constitutionalist, a God-fearing Christian woman. There's everything about Kristi Noem is just incredible. She lets the people rule. She's not a ruler. She lets the people rule, and she takes that and she leads for the best interest of the people, like government's supposed to be. That's our Constitution, one nation under God. That's what the Constitution was formed for. So it's really it's a refreshing and place to be. You feel the excitement here this week right now. I've been here for a month, and right now you can see they're coming in by the masses here for this event, because President Trump, wherever he goes, Paul, as you know, look at Tulsa, 1 million tickets in request. Don't be surprised if 1 million people show up here from out of state and all over the country, because I have, as you know, I'm going to be doing Raising Old Glory, the world's largest American flag, which is going to be very appropriate for this weekend. During the we're going to unfurl it with 600 veterans that have to hold it because it's so big. It's 3,000 pounds. It takes 600. Honorable, wonderful veterans and servicemen and women to hold this flag. There's going to be thousands of people around it supporting them. It's going to be a spectacle, that a historic moment that this country has never seen. And it's going to be exactly in conjunction when President Trump is doing the fireworks. So it's going to be just such an exciting time here up in South Dakota. I would say if you can get in your car and come on up. It's going to be one event that's just incredible.
Yeah, I want to make a correction because we found out about the 1 million people that were sponsored. That was some sort of a TikTok joke going on, and it wasn't that many. They stuck around to the 100,000+, I think. But it was the sentiment that counts. That there were a lot of people that were responding to Donald Trump going to Tulsa, and it was at the gates that people weren't allowed in. We just want to make that correction for everybody that understands it. And then, on top of that, though, Dane. Fox News had its best Saturday night ever in history. They had over 10 million viewers of that Trump speech. I think that speaks for itself. Anyway, we got a break coming up. We're talking to Dane since we're going to be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. We'll get you there. We got some fascinating articles up. One about Ronald Reagan that we're going to be talking about here in a minute, and also about You know, Mr. Flynn, General Flynn, and about what he's saying about the mobs, the 2% controlling the 98%, and these mobs that are out there, right? Yeah, show you how extreme they are. But, you know, we're letting them run us over. Anyway, we're going to talk about that too. But with us right now is Dane Censor. He's all the way from South Dakota, which are having a big event down there. You know, Dane, they stopped doing the fireworks in South Dakota at Mount Rushmore during the Obama administration, didn't they?
You're absolutely right. And it was President Trump who brought them back, who helped Governor Kristi Noem bring them back. Thanks to him and Kristi Noem, they got them back. And I think it's a fantastic thing that they're doing. Especially with the situation in the country. And Paul, if you don't mind, I'd like to make a great American plug about our event that we're having with the world's largest American flag. I want to invite them to come. They can go to our website, which is raisingoldglory.us, raisingoldglory.us. And it's a free event for anybody to come. However, we do have a GoFundMe site that if you go to GoFundMe, you just go and search Raising Old Glory, just Raising Old Glory. And I'll tell you what that helps. It helps get veterans and servicemen who would like to come here from every state in this country and be a part of this and hold it so it absorbs that cost to get them here if they like to come. It also absorbs the cost for bringing this flag here. This flag is a $25,000 venture to bring here. It's not cheap to bring, so we're trying to absorb some of those costs and bring these veterans here who deservedly... The veterans and servicemen have millions have died and given their life for this country and that flag. So we want those veterans and servicemen and any other patriot that would have an opportunity to hold on to that flag and display their patriotism and honor that flag on the 4th of July, the birth of our nation. So I hope they can help us out with that. That'd be great. And it's a wonderful event. Like I say, it's free to come. However, we'd love to get to some of the every state a veteran that would like to come who can't afford it. So that GoFundMe page will help.
I have a question for you.
It's an extraordinary event.
I have a question for you, Dan. You mentioned earlier in another conversation, because I've been getting requests by some of our listeners, there's going to be an escort of the flag, motorcycle escort, and it's starting in Riverside, California. We have some people in Nevada and in that area that want to be able to become a part of it as it goes through Las Vegas. How do they do that?
Well, we made it very easy for them. What we did, the flag left this morning at 6:30. It's on its way. However, what we're going to do to make it very easy for them, they drive up to Rapid City, and on Friday we're going to have a rendezvous point with all the Harley veteran bikers or bikers that want to escort that flag to the final stretch from Rapid City to Sturgis Buffalo Chip. It's going to take place about, I'm going to say somewhere between 11 and 12 on Friday the 3rd. We'll have a rendezvous point that if they want to go get the information, we'll let them know or give us a call. And then from there, they will take that flag from that point in Rapid City, and they will escort it all the way up to Sturgis Buffalo Chip, which is up I-90. And it's about a 25-minute, 30-minute trip from Rapid City to Sturgis Buffalo Chip. And it'll be escorted by those bikers who want to participate in that. And also, the Trump train bus will be following right behind the bikers leading that. And in between the bikers leading and the Trump train following the back will be the Old Glory in its cargo van on its way up. And it'll be a great honor for them to deliver it right to the place it'll be unfurled.
Wow. Okay, so the idea is to get into South Dakota to begin with, and then you can do the escort. Is that right?
Exactly. We made it a little easier that way because that way they have a chance to be there for the event. They have a chance And one thing about that day when we unfurl it, we're going to have two unfurlings. One's going to be a practice run at around 2 o'clock-ish, and then the other one will be the official one at night. For the first time ever, this flag will be illuminated with thousands of people walking under it, holding flashlights and cell phone lights to light that flag. That drone will go over the top and take a picture of it. And we want to do some things where the poster out of it could be a way to raise money for some of these wonderful veterans nonprofits. There's so many of them, and we want to do that to help them, you know, through the poster after we take this incredible picture. We're also, looks like we're going to have three Jumbotrons so you can watch the actual President Trump speech, him talking, Kristi Noem, and the fireworks on three Jumbotrons live, which will be nice. So you won't have to miss a thing, even though you don't have a ticket, because 7,500 people only got tickets to this event when there was 125,000 requests. So it'll give those other 100 and some thousand people a chance to see it live, have an incredible day. It's an all-day event. There'll be entertainment there. There'll be band, music, food, everything you can imagine, dancing. We're actually going to have the 4th of July Eve, just like New Year's Eve, 10, 9, 8. Well, what we're going to do is a countdown to July 4th, and at midnight, July 4th, we're going to say, Happy Birthday, America! You know, so yeah. It's going to be an extraordinary event.
Well, listen, Dane, we'll be talking. And I want to thank you very much for your effort and everything and what's going on over there. It's going to be an interesting time.
Want to say to you, Paul, real quick.
Go ahead.
I do want to say to you real quick, Paul, I'm going to be seeing Don Jr., and I want to ask him and the rest of the people I'm meeting, there's a very important thing taking place in September in California, in Fresno, New California State. We have to make New California State a success by the Constitution of the United States. It is in serious critical mass, and this is the only way to save it. So I am reaching out to all these people to be there for your convention, 6th convention. So God bless you.
7th. It's the 7th convention.
Convention. Lucky 7.
That's right. Lucky 7. Well, thank you very much for the plug, and we'll hope to maybe see some of those folks showing up at the convention. It'd be kind of interesting
I will be there if I have to. I won't be there if I have to drag them there, Paul. You know me.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, Dane, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. And good luck on the events coming forward. We'll be talking.
All right.
Okay, so that was Dane in South Dakota. South Dakota right now, getting ready for the big flag thing going on. And, of course, the 3rd of July, President Trump's going to be there. I guess Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle and the like are all there right now, and they're kind of doing some fundraising and mixing it up, you know, the typical thing where they're going to be there politically glad-handing. And this Kristi Noem is the governor, and she's man, I'm telling you, I've been watching some of her videos and stuff like that, the way she leads. She's very it's excellent. It's refreshing. It's like, wow. You know, she's clearly a person who's concerned about her people, you know, the people of South Dakota. Unlike, you know, you have a dictator in charge like Gavin Newsom, who just, it's obvious he hates the people. If you're a Republican, he really hates you. But there's a real problem with our governor. You know, I guess he's comfortable in his skin being a dictator. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. Supreme Court's coming out with decisions. And we've got one here, which is kind of interesting. This, I think we're going to, yeah, see, Shannon Bream's going to come up with a little, this just happened. This morning, the decision came down. Supreme Court on Tuesday struck down a ban on taxpayer funding for religious schools in a narrow but significant win for school choice movement. So let's see how Roberts voted on this, right? Anyway, I think we're going to come up with this story. Here we go. This just happened. So this is breaking news.
We have been watching a number of Supreme Court rulings to come down, and we understand we have our first now. We have Fox News chief legal correspondent Shannon Bream, and the anchor of Fox News at Night joining us now. Shannon.
Yeah, Melissa, excuse me as I'm trying to read a little bit, but this is a big case we've been waiting on regarding an abortion law in Louisiana. It required doctors to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The entire argument, essentially, there were two prongs to it, but the main argument during this case was whether or not that was an undue burden, whether it would shut down clinics, leaving women in Louisiana with very few, maybe only one abortion clinic they could actually visit.
They need to get their act together in the back part of their studio or something. You know, they advertise it as Shannon Breen's reporting on this article, but she's not. That's yesterday's news. So I guess they don't have anything. But this is what they come up with. It says the Supreme Court Tuesday struck down a ban on taxpayer funding for religious schools in a narrow but significant win for the school choice movement in a 5-4 ruling. Authored by Chief Justice John Roberts, the court essentially backed a Montana tax credit scholarship program that gave residents up to a $150 credit for donating to private scholarship donations, helping students pay for their choice of private schools. The state's revenue department made a rule banning those tax credit scholarships from going to religious schools before the state Supreme Court later struck down the entire program. A state need not subsidize private education, but once a state decides to do so, it cannot disqualify some private schools solely because they're religious, Roberts wrote in the court's opinion. Under the program, a family receiving a scholarship originally could use it at any qualified education provider, which the court's opinion noted means any private school that meets certain accreditation, testing, and safety requirements. The Montana Department of Revenue, citing the state constitution, then changed the definition of qualified education provider to exclude those owned or controlled in whole or part by any church, religious sect, or denomination. That decision, which the state attorney general disagreed with, was based on a no-aid clause in the state's constitution, which bars the state from giving aid to schools controlled in whole or part by any church, sect, or denomination. And parents of children attending a religious school sued, and a lower court ruled in their favor, holding that the tax credits did not violate the state's constitution because they were appropriations made to religious institutions. The state Supreme Court overruled that decision and ordered the entire program to be scrapped. Oh, this is interesting. It says, I feel that we're being excluded simply because we are people of religious background or because our children want to go to religious school, said Kendra Espinoza, a lead plaintiff in the case, said after the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the case in January. We're here to stand up for our rights as people of faith and have the same opportunities that a secular school child would have. Roberts noted that the Montana Scholarship Program in no way violated the U.S. Constitution, noting that the Supreme Court has repeatedly held that the Establishment Clause is not offered or not offended. When religious observers and organizations benefit from neutral government programs, the Chief Justice pointed out that neither side in the case disputed this. What was at issue in the case is the First Amendment's Free Exercise Clause, which applies to states through the 14th Amendment, which forbids laws that prohibit the free exercise of religion. Roberts said that the Montana State Supreme Court erred when they failed to recognize that the state constitution's no aid clause violated the First Amendment. Minor problem when they violate that. When the court was called upon to apply a state law no aid provision to exclude religious programs from schools from programs, it was obligated by the federal constitution to reject the invitation, Roberts wrote. In its dissenting opinion, Ruth Bader Ginsburg argued that there was no constitutional violation because the program ended up being shut down entirely, leaving families from all schools in the same position. Sonia Sotomayor argued that in her dissent that the Montana State School or court decision was based on state law, having nothing to do with free exercise clause, and Roberts rejected those arguments because the program was eliminated by a court and not because some innocuous principle of state law. In a third dissent, Justice Breyer joined Justice Elena Kagan. Boy, she's a real brainiac. I think she's goes from, you know, small claims attorney, divorce attorney to Supreme Court justice, argued that while Montana's aid program's inclusion of religious schools may not have been forbidden by the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, it was not required by the Free Exercise Clause, as Roberts claimed it was. Okay, well, you got all that crap going on. So, you know, I don't know where this is all going. I do know that if you can, like some states offer tax credits, no vouchers. This, guys, vouchers is the wrong way to go because you're still going to have the state involved in the money with vouchers and tax credits. They do not get involved. Just to let you know. I think if you look at I'm just thinking out loud here because there's a microphone in my mouth and we have time pressing us. But I think that if you look at the New Hampshire modeling for how they're doing tax credits, I think it's that one. I could be wrong, but I think it is New Hampshire. They set up a system of tax credits 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I don't know, not that long ago. And they've been functioning with it very well. there. And that's been meeting the needs. So tax credits, yeah. That seems to be, and it's hands off with the tax credit. It's completely tax, you know, free. So that's a good thing. That's a really, really, really good thing. And I think that you're going to see some major changes. My problem with all this stuff, though, is it opens up the doors for radicalized religions organizations, which I think we're going to have to figure out some sort of definition that's a little bit different than what we see here. They're not really saying too much about this whole thing. Shockingly, they're not saying too much about this whole thing. I'm looking for stories, actually. And I've been to Breitbart in here. I'm clicking on stories about what are they thinking about this business of the president not being told about Putin and a bounty being paid by Russia on dead American soldiers, right? It's shockingly, it's not here. Am I missing something? I went to Fox News. I came back to Fox News to find it. Is it a non-story and the Democrats want to bury it because they're embarrassed now? I don't know. I really don't know. But it's not here. They've got, that's the ticket, Miranda Devine saying that Joe Biden's going to get Kamala Harris. Of course, the very corrupt, extremely corrupt Kamala Harris of California. And boy, the rap sheet on her is incredibly long in terms of the corruption. We'll be delivering up the corrupt activities of Kamala Harris and the Willie Brown, you know, affair and all this other tawdry and assorted stuff. She is not this innocent little girl who was being picked up by the bus every day in the desegregation thing that she pointed herself out to be. Oh, no, she's not an innocent little girl. She's quite the totalitarian monster. That's the way Kamala Harris is. And we'll give you, we will, details to follow, clearly. It's hard for her to hide from the details. Tulsa community rallies support for two officers shot during traffic stop with prayers and flowers. That's Tulsa, Oklahoma. Amazing, isn't it? Alaska man takes fire truck on joyride, drives 15 miles to bar. A bar. I guess he had to find an open bar with people who didn't have masks on, right? Or that social distance. I know. It's a 15-mile social distance venture. That's all he was doing. That's all he was doing. Now, I'm kind of interested in this story, and I'm going to put this one up here. I don't know how long it says. How GOP plans to holding convention in Jacksonville, since, you know, I've got to buy airplane tickets and reservations and stuff like that. We got to make those things, right? This is something that Rona McDaniel is going to explain, and we're going to come back. Got a break. Commercial. We got to make money. Listen, we got to make money. Money, honey. Yeah. My Pillow. Agenda is the key word. That's the key word. That's the code word. The secret code is agenda when you hear My Pillow. Stay with us.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Ha!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Interesting. All kinds of weird stuff happening in your neck of the woods, is it? Yes. It is absolutely. I'm looking for a certain location. And where that could possibly be is wherever. Wow, I found it. Shockingly, I found it. Okay, anyway, I want to get back to this whole thing, you know, because I'm going to the convention. We'll be going to the, where am I going? As soon as I get the store. Here we go. I'm going to Jacksonville. Going to Jackson. Hey, you know what? I need to play that song. Yeah. Who was that guy, that famous guy? Anyway, I've got a caller. It's Julie again. Okay, I'm going to answer. It's Julie. I bet she's from Pennsylvania. Julie, are you from Pennsylvania?
Yes, I am. Hey, I have a question.
Okay, quickly, because you know I got to find out about this Jacksonville thing. Go ahead.
In the RNC and all the restaurants are now, like in New Jersey, they're preventing customers from coming in and buying food inside the establishment. Isn't that basically government intervening with a contractual agreement between the owner of the establishment and the person coming in to buy food?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a way to fight this and go, because the local and state governments are now intervening with the federal right of an American to be able to do business,
right?
And they're getting in the way of that contractual agreement.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the RNC. The contractual agreement between the people attending the convention and the people running the RNC is being broken by local and state governments. It just seems to me that everybody could sue local and state governments to fight that they're denying them of a contractual agreement between denying business.
Yeah, well, you're right. They can, and they should, but they don't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but we're so shell-shocked, but we've got to wake up. We've got to fight back.
Yeah, oh, there's no question that people are starting to figure this one out, that you have to fight back, but and there's absolutely a means necessary to do
the
that.
The figure is, you try and figure, well, how can you do it legally? But it seems to me that they're trying to deny people their contractual agreement to do business.
Well, you know, the thing that a lot of these people are doing are ignoring the laws, like out here in California, the mask law and all that other stuff, the edicts that are being put down by a dictator, people are ignoring them. And businesses are opening up. But, you know, what's happening with Newsom now is he's being selective about the counties. And as an example, he's telling bars that they have to be closed, ordering them closed in Tulare County and Fresno County and parts of northern L.A. County, which, by the way, happens to be rural New California. And it just so happens that the areas that they're closing down, the bars in, happen to be Kevin McCarthy and Devin Nunes's territories. That's the way they work it. I mean, you talk about political gamesmanship using this thing. It's just it's basically a dictator run amok. But, you know, people can choose to ignore it because it's against the constitutional right, and he'll lose everything in the courtrooms, as he should. And there's a number of lawsuits against him, but it doesn't seem to stop him until we actually get an order to stop him.
So. Well, the New Jersey governor, just this morning, he shut down and said that no one can eat inside restaurants.
Right.
How's that going to work on the shore on the 4th of July weekend?
Well, see, they're spoiling it.
Who are they kidding?
Listen, Julie, get it.
Exactly.
Listen, they want to destroy the United States of America, and this is their best way of trying to do that. And then getting Donald Trump elected. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It's infuriating watching all this watching it all take place.
Right.
And how is this possible that people aren't fighting back? Anyway, I won't take any more of your time. It just aggravates me listening to all this.
Yeah, people need to push back and fight back. And I don't know, they're starting to out here in California. They're starting to get really kind of ticked. And, you know, we're going to have, of course, a big event coming up in the next tomorrow, 1st of July. Money available to the state of California is going to suddenly evaporate. They'll probably be able to run for a month or so, but after that, they're in deep trouble. Anyway, Julie, thank you very much. Got to run for time because, you know, I do want to find out about this whole thing. Thank you very much for calling all the way from Pennsylvania. Julie was with us. Anyway, so this is Rona McDaniel. This was earlier today. Steve Ducey, who's, you know, He's turning to the dark side, I'm afraid. I'm really afraid of this. Anyway, he's going to be, I guess we're trying to get this to play, right?
You shifted from Charlotte down to Florida thinking that things were more wide open and things were better, but now with these spikes and now with this mandatory mask requirement, how have your plans changed in the last 24 hours?
Well, the difference with Charlotte is the governor would give us no guidance. So we kept continually coming to him and saying, we'll test people, we'll do this and that. And he said, I'm not going to give you any guidance. And in Florida, it's not about politics, it's about health and safety and how do we do this event. So we're going to test everybody, we're going to have temperature checks, we're going to sanitize. We can do this in a safe way and not let politics get in the way, which unfortunately is what was happening in North Carolina.
Well, you know, and even the act of wearing a mask has become political to some people. I know down in Jacksonville, the city officials have not decided whether or not to mandate masks during the convention because we don't know what the conditions are going to be regarding COVID at that point. But you will allow people to wear masks in the convention if they want to wear one, won't you?
Yeah, we're going to provide PPE. We're going to listen to the local authorities, and we're going to make sure this is a safe and healthy convention, and we're going to abide by what the mayor and the governor are saying. The difference is in Florida, they want to make it happen. They understand we can do things in a healthy and safe way, working together. And unfortunately, in North Carolina, Governor Cooper wouldn't work with us at all, wouldn't give us guidelines, and it just wouldn't have been fair to fly thousands of people into a city where at that point, only 10 people were allowed into any given building. So we had to start moving forward and making plans, and we're working hand in hand with the officials in Florida, which isn't what we were getting from just the governor in North Carolina. Everybody else we were dealing with was great.
Okay, so that, you know, doesn't really kind of answer my question. I'm going to be one of those people flying in. And, you know, when I fly in, my arm's going to be really tired after that flight. It's going to be terrible. I want to make sure that they're doing all the right things. Come on. Listen, I really can't fly with my arms. For those of you that really wanted to know, I really can't. I can do a lot. I can throw my voice. Of course, you're listening to me, right? Thousands of you, tens of thousands, millions of you right now. And I really do appreciate it. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, just a little bit more on the closing. I want to tell you that there's going to be some big stuff happening this weekend. Yeah, here in Marysville, California, is going to be a big car show supporting the law enforcement folks. We'll be back.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, We got to get running for time right now. I want to thank you all for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future, and don't you forget it, state of the future. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.